It's a delightful, sunny, I wouldn't say warm, it's 11 degrees in Cork. The sun is streaming through the autumn leaves, which have turned from green to yellow, and various shades in between. In the sunlight, everything seems crisp and sharp. It's absolutely a delight to be back here, having been away for a week and having been away for several days recovering. I've just been listening to Yana talking on Audioboo as she went about her day, and it really made me realize that although I've been posting a lot of audio recently, I haven't posted any or many which are just simple being in the sunlight on a Wednesday morning, driving along the side of the Glashaboy River in Cork, which feeds into the River Lee. Seeing in front of me two women running for fitness, one of them in a red top, an orange top, and one in a dark blue top, and the sun reflecting off the mud, and the tide having gone out in the tributary of the River Lee. And this morning I had a very nice thing happen. I had my good friend Roger Overall, whom I hadn't seen since before I went to Malaysia. He came down, came in the kitchen, drank a cup of coffee, ate a piece of toast with me. And we broke bread over the 10 days that we hadn't seen each other. And it was just lovely. It kind of gave me a chance to talk about what it had been like over in Malaysia, how it had compared with what I'd expected before I went, and what my own experience had been and what my thoughts were about how the work I'd been doing there had gone. And this was all a kind of hour in my kitchen. No drama, no big deal. Talked a little about what Roger's going to do himself next. And it's just what I needed. I'm delicate, meaning that I'm a heck of a lot better than I was yesterday, but I'm not 100% strength back. My stomach feels as if it, you know, has to be treated very kindly. I suppose you should always treat your stomach in a very kind way, but never mind. And using the word kindness reminds me to let you know, and I must do a bit more communication about this, that on the 22nd of October, in other words, coming up very soon, there's an event going to take place on the internet celebrating and encouraging kindness and generosity. And it goes under the hashtag GenKind24. So for 24 hours during the 22nd of October, there will be people communicating about kindness, explaining the importance of kindness, the relevance of kindness, the results of kindness, all in order to try to change the world for the better, in other words, to contribute to social change. That's the purpose of GenKind24, and I must do more to tell people about it. I'll just say that much now, because I'm going to have to turn off this motorway that goes from Cork to Waterford, turn in here and go and visit a company called Akari Software. My friend Porrig Hegarty owns that company with my other friend, Owen O'Leary, and I went to work in Malaysia for Akari Software, so it'll be very nice to see at least Porrig and to bring him a gift that I was given for him while I was in Malaysia. So it's very, it's a very nice sort of day today. I can feel the side of my face being warmed by sun as it comes in through the right-hand window of the car, the driver's window. I feel soft, delicate, not inclined to rush, low energy really, a bit thoughtful, aware that I have a long list of tasks written on a post-it note, which is stuck to my laptop keyboard. I kind of know all that, and yet I'm looking out at the leaves and loving the oak, well, the kind of off-brown, the yellow, the green still there. Just delightful. I hope you're having a lovely day as well. And I'll go down now and be the bearer of a gift, and hopefully be the recipient of a little bit of company before I crack on with whatever comes after that. Anyway, that's it. Have a lovely day. Just a very nice day. I hope it's even half as nice as it is here. Bye for now.